This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we have some wild animal encounters to report. This is from Fox 4, and then Dana's got one from WIBW in Topeka. Visitors at the Mid-Continent Public Library in Smithville faced quite the unexpected, scary, and dare we say adorable surprise earlier this morning, just after workers at the Smithville branch opened its doors for their midweek shift. The library shared a post featuring two images of a mother bobcat and her two kittens roaming the front yard of the public library. Now, the Missouri Department of Conservation has been informed. Visitors were asked to be careful when stepping inside or outside, and even though bobcats are much smaller than most feline predators and are often more afraid of people than we are of them, they are still wild animals. If you do encounter an aggressive bobcat, and aggressive is the key characteristic, it is important to be big and scary,
rawr,
according to Fox 4.
Remember, we are in their territory.
Well, not if they're up front of the public library. That's now our territory. We took it.
Okay. A mountain lion was caught on camera in southwest Kansas Friday night. And you guys all laugh at me when I said, I know I saw one of these things on State Line Road by about 100 and...
You were drunk.
22nd as a passenger in a car after a couple of glasses of wine. I know what I saw.
Well, no, they built a Hy-Vee there. That's Hy-Vee's territory.
Cake News in Wichita has posted this. It happened in, is it Ulysses, Kansas?
Ulysses, Kansas.
In Ulysses, Kansas. And if you have not seen the video, this is a mountain lion.
Could it be a puma?
Capital M. Look at the size of that thing. That is a jungle cat.
Well,
mountain lions are not supposed to be here, are they?
Yes.
Maybe a cougar? Yes, they're all over.
My God.
Mountain lions are everywhere.
There's a couple that live in a specific patch of woods in Raytown.
All right, then here we
Hang
go.
Hang on, I'm looking for maps of mountain lions are also known as cougars or pumas.
Okay, can you, I just said to Scott during the break, Sam, can you imagine coming home from work and you park your car, because this is in a residential, clearly what is a subdivision. You park your car, you're grabbing your purse, you get out, and that thing is strolling across you in your driveway. I would crap my pants and have a heart attack at the exact same time.
Okay, so they are all over the continental United States, mostly west, just west of here. If you were to draw a line from Montana down to the where the Rio Grande empties into the Gulf of Mexico, That's where they're the most concentrated, is in the Western United States, but almost all of South America and all of Central America.
Have them.
They're everywhere. By the way, there are so many mountain lions in the Western Hemisphere. On the extinct scale, they fall under least concern.
There is no concern whatsoever.
None at all.
In Ulysses or beyond.
Correct. Text line, I appreciate the attempt at assisting us in pronouncing Ulysses, but just spelling it doesn't do anything for us. We're trying to read it right now.
Ulysses.
It looks like Ulysses, but it's pronounced Ulysses.
Okay. Let's focus. I think the topic at hand is the mountain lion.
From the text line, we got him in Tongi.
Oh, yeah. You know what's weird, though, is I've never seen one in the wild.
Oh, I have, on State Line Road.
No, Dana, you didn't.
How can you just tell me in one sentence that they're everywhere? They're not. There's so many of them. They're probably one in your yard right now. And then I tell you I see one on State Line. Well, you were drinking.
Well, you were. But, Sam, back me up on this. You were with Carrie that night, right?
Yes, I know what I saw. It walked all the way across four lanes of State Line Road.
Didn't Carrie call into the show shortly after this episode and said, Dana was drunk, it wasn't a mountain lion?
That is a fact, sir.
Thank you.
Carrie was the responsible DD that evening.
You guys, cats have a very specific gait. And I saw that and I go, oh my gosh. And then I wanted her to turn around and go chase it. And she wouldn't do it.
Because it didn't exist.
Mm, okay. It walked under a street lamp. The one, you're right, the one at that old Hy-Vee that's now the property of Barstow. It walked under a street lamp over by where Brian lives. I'm telling you, I know what I saw.
Oh, thank you, text line. Ulysses. Appreciate it.
Ulysses. Okay.
I just spelled the city name. It's pronounced and then spelled the city name.
Ulysses.
Who cares?
All right. I have a breaking news update. Can I please get to my story? We had heard about this a couple of hours ago, you guys, but didn't want to report it until our reporting partners put it out as an update. And now that has happened. Okay. And this is from WIBW in Topeka. You remember that terrible case where they found a woman and a man dead in their Topeka home. And a two-year-old yesterday was missing. There was a big Amber Alert about it.
And the guy was found in Illinois.
And it was confusing because why was the Amber Alert called so late? Like, it was just a lot of confusion around this case.
Mm-hmm.
Police never would confirm who the people were inside the house or what the relationship was between the suspect who took off with a two-year-old that does not belong to him.
And a car that didn't belong
to him. Yeah, the whole thing was just odd. And we did know it was not the biological father, and that is true. We now know who it is. Okay. The father of that little boy who has been returned home to dad is remembering the child's mother and her father who were killed in that home. So the little boy's grandpa and his mother were killed in that home. Then wait until you hear about the suspect, because my goodness.
Tell me more.
A toddler taken for more than 6 hours from a home by a man accused of killing his mom and his grandfather has been reunited with his dad. Robbie Mendez, father of two-year-old Zabe Mendez, told Channel 13 that Zabe made it home around 10:30 last night. He was exhausted, but safe and unharmed. Today he's doing well. He seems happy, but we know the road ahead is unpredictable and won't be easy. Robbie Menendez also identified Zabe's mother, Ashley, and Ashley's dad, Zabe's grandfather, as the people found deceased yesterday morning in Topeka. He also said the suspect, who has been charged with murder, Christopher Barnshaw, was Ashley's brother and Sean's son, meaning Christopher is accused of killing his sister
and his dad.
And their dad.
Huh.
This is a heartbreaking example of what it can mean, quote, to love someone to death, he is quoted as saying, the dad. Christopher struggled with serious mental health issues. And despite everything, they never gave up on him. When he's saying this is what it means to love someone to death, he's saying his sister and his dad
loved him
to their own demise. Huh. They never gave up on him. In the end, their love and their compassion ultimately cost them their lives.
Does it say anything about motive in this WIBW story?
So there is a Facebook post, and I'm going to leave out the name of the poster, but he identifies himself as a relative of all of the people involved okay. and confirms a lot of the details in the 13 report.
Okay.
He says, for anyone that saw the Amber Alert from Topeka today for Zabe Mendez, that is my relative. His mother is my older sister. The assailant is our brother. He is, quote, and I'm just reading from his post, an aggressive, unpredictable, delusional schizophrenic. He is homeless, has been for years off and on. He knows how to live on the run. He knows how to live off nothing. No one is safe, he writes, until he is found. Now, he's since been arrested.
Right.
Thankfully, he writes, I would like to report that Zabe has been found and is in police custody and is unharmed. Unfortunately, I cannot say the same for my sister and my dad. Please, at the time, please share this photo. So if I read this right, this guy goes in, is accused of killing his sister and his dad, who championed him throughout his mental health issues.
Okay.
And then he took off with the nephew, the two-year-old.
But again, for what end? Why? What's the motive?
And then how do you...
Maybe there is no motive.
Maybe there's not. Maybe he truly is so far gone up here.
Yeah, he just heard voices that said,
whatever.
Kill your sister, your dad.
And Scott, you know this. There are people listening right now who will say, we have a family member who is violent. We have a family member who's unpredictable. Mental health is a B sure word. It is, right? That is a lifelong sentence you would not wish on anyone.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you can't be cured necessarily, but you can be treated. But
if you agree.
To
treatment and to maintaining it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to stay on your medication. Now, for whatever reason, and I'm not schizophrenic and I've never had, I mean, I see a psychologist, but I don't think I'm crazy. He might think I am.
Can you imagine being so afraid of your family member?
No.
Listen to his post. He is an aggressive, unpredictable, delusional schizophrenic.
Yeah. And the key is, you know, with people who have mental health issues that bad, for whatever reason, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them just stop taking their medication. And I don't know if it's because of some effect that this, you know, this a side effect that this medicine has on
them. They feel like they're not themselves.
He ended that post, Sam, with this man is very dangerous. Please do not approach him on your own. If you find him, immediately call police. He has snapped and done this before.
He's killed before?
He says he has snapped and done this before. I repeat, we are not safe until he is in custody.
Now, and to repeat what you just said, he is now in custody.
He is now in custody.
Has been charged with the crimes. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians,
make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the USA Today interviewed a handful of flight attendants. I believe one's a man, one's a woman, about what they would prefer not to see on a flight. And the number one issue, you know, now that we don't have to take our shoes off and stuff at the airport, they said, please keep your shoes on the plane as well. That the floors on airplanes are quote, disgusting. And both of them say they can't figure out why some people do it, but they have seen people go to the lavatory with only their socks on or no foot attire on at all.
How often do you really think they clean that bathroom floor? I'm going to say the intersection of never and not very often.
Well, probably once a day, but after it's been on like three flights.
I think you would be wrong. That's why it's that hardened plastic. That floor is made of that really hard gray plastic.
Like a bad linoleum.
Can I ask you a question?
I thought I was a germaphobe.
What is it about the airplane bathroom door that you cannot find that door anywhere in the world? It's just the airplane bathroom door with the little slidey thing.
Mm-hmm. And the super
and it's
tiny
a
handle.
Folding accordion kind of door.
Well, yeah.
With those.
Why do you want one?
Well, I don't, but why is it that someone came up with that door and then it's never taken off anywhere else under any circumstance?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, usually there are two lavatories, one right across from the other, mm-hmm. and you want people to accordion the door so that somebody leaving the bathroom doesn't fling it open and smack you in the face.
There's always that awkward moment, too, where you know you're not supposed to stand up and go back there and wait because you're not supposed to just be standing there, but you want to be the next person in line. Yes. And the flight attendants are back there putting ice in cups and stuff, and you're like, don't look at me. I'm not breaking the rules. I just really have to go. And if you don't get up, then somebody else gets up and runs back there.
And why can't they put the lavatory in the middle of the back of the plane? Obviously, I know why they can't do it in the front.
With a huge big plane, they should be able to do that.
Why do I have to basically be on my knees to go to the bathroom?
Oh, you're talking about like when you're standing in front of the toilet, the roof kind of
my body is at a 45-degree angle while I'm trying to aim. It's not easy.
Yeah. Well, you know what you could do?
No, that is not an option.
Why? You're too manly? Can't sit down on a toilet?
No, because it's germy.
Oh, that's so gross. Men aren't hoverers either. Women have that down.
I think anatomically it would be very difficult for a man to hover over the toilet.
Airplane bathroom. bathrooms are so gross. And then when you flush, it makes that horribly loud noise. And then where does it go? I know. Oh, like anything about it. I always try to go right before I get on the plane because I'm like, please, I don't want to have to go on the plane.
So, one of the homes below.
So do they? I'm not trying to be gross here. I'm just asking a question. And maybe somebody in the. I don't want to turn this into a topic.
No.
With that mad gush of air, are they storing it somewhere in the plane? Or does that stuff at 33,000 feet get released?
I think it's stored.
With the idea that by the time it gets down to the ground, it will be in such small particles nobody really knows.
No, it's stored.
Then why does it have to be so loud?
Do you guys remember the guy that got stuck?
What?
The guy that got stuck in the airplane. We call those lavatories, by the way. For some reason on an airplane, it's a lavatory. Look it up. Maybe you were gone. A guy got stuck. Scott, like, could not.
He's too fat?
No. He just, the door, something happened, and he could not get out of the restroom. And so the flight attendants went back there. Do you not remember this? He starts to panic, which anyone would, because if you're even mildly claustrophobic, the flight attendants go back and they're pushing and they're pulling.
I'd be kicking that door down.
Yes. Then he starts like, get me out of here. And they say to him, we're about ready to land. Just hang on. I swear to you this happened. He flipped out.
Oh, I would have lost my mind.
Somebody on the text line says, I have never, ever used an airplane restroom. Gross. That you've clearly never flown to, like, Europe or somewhere far away.
He was stuck for 35 minutes, and it was Delta, by the way.
Hmm. Okay.
It is a vacuum flush system that deposits the waste into a holding tank. And the reason there is such an aggressive vacuum-sucking portion of that system is to save on weight, because if they were to have to carry that much water to operate like a traditional toilet, that would impact how much you could carry on the plane.
Oh, I had never thought of that. So there's no... Wait.
So it sucks it aggressively into an empty tank.
Yeah.
So there's no water... When you flush an airplane toilet, there's no water that goes down with your waste?
Correct.
It just... There's so much air, it just sucks it all out of the bowl?
Look at them trying to get him out.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
I'm not claustrophobic, but after 10 minutes, I would start to freak out. I think my heart rate, my anxiety, all of that would click on not in a good way.
You see the door is bowing out instead of an airplane bathroom door goes, the accordion goes inward. Yeah. It doesn't bow out.
I know it. There's no room in those things.
I understand, but why is that door bowing out? Is that because he's been kicking it from the inside?
Yeah, he started to kick it. Yes.
Okay.
You would too.
Oh, guaranteed. No doubt about it.
And if there wasn't such a violent suction through the process of flushing, it would get stuck in
so
the tubes to the tank.
Why are we talking about the vast amounts of air that comes into the airplane toilet?
It's quite fascinating.
I know, but you're over enunciating. The reason there's so much suction. It's not a bad word.
I don't know.
But did you notice you were doing that?
Yeah.
The reason there's so much suction. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Sam does a great job of putting up each hour immediately after it airs. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So staying with the airplane topic for just a minute longer, this story from CBS News, the families of some of the British victims of the Air India plane crash in Mahabad a couple months ago have discovered that remains repatriated to the United Kingdom were wrongly identified as being their loved ones. Mm-hmm. Of the 22 people on board that Air India flight, 52 of them were British citizens. The cause of the crash has not yet been confirmed, but there is thought that maybe one of the pilots turned off the fuel to the engines.
There's more than just a thought that that happened.
James Healy Pratt, who is an aviation lawyer who is representing a number of the British families, telling CBS News the remains of at least 12 British victims of the crash had been repatriated to the UK, but two of them were misidentified. So you're burying somebody and it's not the one, it's not somebody you're related to. Yeah. DNA had been commingled in the caskets, which was not related to the person. Okay. Well, that's not good.
Another update. Air India says there were no issues, quote, found in the locking mechanism of fuel control switches in their Boeing fleet. And the reason they did not find any issues in the Boeing 787s fuel control switches is because there was nothing wrong with the switches. The pilot shut them off.
U.S. bound.
Checked the planes that worked. I've always found these investigations so interesting.
You have to, Sam. Like in the very beginning when they weren't sure.
Well, we looked at the other ones. They were just fine. How do you know this one didn't have a problem?
You have to check all of that. They know because the black box showed them that one was switched down and then 1 second passed and the second one was, there was 1 second in between.
And
it.
Don't forget, you have the other, the
and then the other pilot
saying,
said, "Why did you do that?
Why did you do that?"
And then he panics.
Right.
And a couple seconds later, the plane goes down.
Now, I agree with that. I just, these investigations are always so confusing.
I think that's a CYA maneuver, Sam. Listen to this from Vox today. Everything we know about the Air India crash points to an uncomfortable truth. While officials and pilots are discouraging speculation, I just got locked out. The article says we all know what happened.
Yeah.
It says they keep, the official line is, let's not go there yet. We don't know. Yes, we do.
But
yes,
that would be
we
like
do.
With the Alaska airplane, right? Alaska, the one where the door flew off mid-flight. Well, we looked at the rest of the planes. All the doors were intact.
Well, that one wasn't.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we know what happened.
A U.S.-bound Delta flight with at least 150 people on board forced to hit the brakes during takeoff in Mexico this week when another jet nearly landed on top of it. I'm never flying again.
I know. Is it just me, or are there a lot of these stories in the stack lately?
Delta flight, well, and then you had what happened with Carrie Emmert last week in Salt Lake.
It smelled like burning plastic, and they had to emergency land with no steering. Yes.
Delta flight 590. By the way, my Spanish is terrible. I am going to butcher these names. Delta flight 590 just started rolling down the runway at Aeropuerto Benito Juarez.
Yes.
In Mexico City on Monday.
Yes.
When the regional Aeromexico plane suddenly flew overhead and nearly landed on top of it, landing in front of it. The regional jet came within less than 200 feet of the Atlanta-bound Delta flight.
My gosh.
The Delta pilots slammed on the brakes, aborted takeoff, and returned to the terminal in the wake of the near collision. Delta says they're going to investigate. Aeromexico and the Mexican Civil Aviation Authority have not commented on what happened. Okay. Now this story. A survey of 1,000 full-time Gen Z employees across the U.S. Sam, remind me, are you Gen Z or millennial? I can never remember.
I am a Gen Z.
Okay.
I'm the eldest Gen Z.
A survey of 1,000 full-time Gen Z employees across the United States found that a good number of these young adults wish they had pursued a different degree or not attended college at all.
Mm-hmm.
According to the survey, about 1 in 4 Gen Zers say they regret going to college or wish they had chosen a higher paying career path. Huh. Quoting here from Talos CEO Allison Danielson speaking to Fortune magazine, many Gen Z students feel they were told that college was the only path, only to see people with strong degrees underemployed or overlooked, adding, quote, they're questioning whether college still delivers real value.
The amount of money that I would have in my savings account had I not gone to college, because I paid for it all up front, would be insane.
But Sam, and I was talking to somebody the other day who is an attorney, your ceiling in certain professions is unlimited.
But not in this one.
It is. I disagree with you.
You think Sam wouldn't be a very strong candidate for a talk show host when we decide or they decide?
That's why I'm saying the ceiling is unlimited. You could make no money in this business, or you could make $1 million.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah, it's unlimited.
Said.
Where there are other professions, depending on what you go studying, that there is a definite ceiling. And I was talking to somebody about this the other day because she is going to end up in a profession that is very, very high six figures. And she said, it bums me out because I know somebody that just started out and they're already making more than I am. And I said, well, yeah, out of the gate, and then their ceiling ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might start at 60,000. Their ceiling's probably 80. Whereas your ceiling just keeps on going up.
Yeah. I distinctly remember when I was at KU in 93, 94, Adrian Rivers, our professor, told the class, I need to warn you, I don't want you getting into the journalism business thinking that it's going to be just rainbows and unicorns. When you get into TV or radio, for those of you that are going to go that path, you need to be forewarned you will be eating ramen noodles for several years.
For a long time.
You're going into one of the lowest starting paying college degreed careers imaginable. Now, She went on to say,
with no ceiling,
the ladder just continues to go up as far as earning potential. But you need to know it until you can prove yourself.
Yeah.
You will be eating ramen noodles every single night.
It's more very small steps to all.
I do regret not. So I was a double major at first. Well, at first I was an engineering student. I regret not following that. big mistake. But anyway, then I was a double major with business and broadcasting. I do regret continuing the broadcasting path because I think that someday the business degree would serve me better than the broadcasting.
But the business minor still serves you, right?
Well, I didn't. I just gave it up.
Well, but the problem,
it was too much money for me to continue both because of the amount of credits that I needed.
Yeah, the mistake, if I may, that you made, and I made it too, to an extent, was you don't need that journalism degree for what you're doing right now. You know, producing a talk show, and I have no doubt a future full-time talk show host, probably with your name on this show. But when we were younger, when Dana and I were younger, you could not get a reporting job if you didn't have a journalism degree. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just to get in the door, you had to have that degree.
It was a scandal.
Or be on your way to getting
it. It was a scandal when I got my first job that I didn't finish that damn French credit that I've always talked about, that I ended up finishing a year, or I think it was a year. Yeah, it was
you
a year later.
You graduated from Washburn?
When I was pregnant with my oldest son, that is when I finished that credit. So 1-2 years later. Mm-hmm. But it was like, what do you mean you don't have a degree? I was like, well, I do.
You know,
why do they make you take French? Someone explain that to me. You can't.
Well, you have to take a foreign language. For whatever reason, you have to take a foreign language. And I think it's a money grab, quite
frankly.
It's
absolutely a money grab.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't learn a dang thing about broadcasting in 4 years of studying broadcasting.
Are you serious?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
But
I learned more at the community college level than I did at the four-year college level.
Here's the weirdest thing. Of my class, and they separated you at KU between print journalism and broadcast journalism. And so
we had a lot of people go places.
My class, I'm the only one left.
Are you serious?
I am the only one still in the business from my graduating class. Yes. Hmm. I mean, unless you count Bill Glass doing Dr. Rick commercials.
I definitely count him.
On television.
Throwing out the first pitch of the Royals game August 31st.
August 31st, Sunday. That's
Get
right.
Up, wait!
Yep. So, yeah, he's coming into town, and he's I'm picking him up at the airport. Very excited.
You know who's not going to college? When we come back, I'm not going to make this a topic. We just want you to have that conversation with your teenagers again. There's new Ring doorbell video of a group, I mean 6, 7, 8, of masked teenagers.
I already don't like it.
Kicking down front doors, firing, quote, realistic fake guns in an alarming internet challenge. The challenge is, will you go up to that door with a mask, with a burglary looking mask on, and try to kick in the door? That's how dumb,
if you want to get
the
shot,
internet has made our kids.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want at kmbz.com. So tell me more about this. This is like an online, is this like a challenge,
like
a TikTok
challenge
or something?
I'm going to film you running up to a stranger's house, which by the way is trespassing. And then you're going to try to kick in the door. And now they are ratcheting up the dare. It's like a dare. I'm going to dare you to do this. And the last time it happened this week in Florida, just a suburb in Florida, it says terrifying video shows masked teens kicking in doors to fire fearsome looking fake guns, part of a 6 social media challenge that police say will end in tragedy. And they said, could I change it to will? Someone is going to be shot and killed due to this ridiculous TikTok thing. I'm going to be honest. I can't believe it hasn't happened already. I cannot believe it has not happened already. Two of the kids approached a house, one of them wearing a ski mask, kicked in the front door and fired an airsoft gun before fleeing.
Yeah, somebody's going to get shot. No doubt about it. Go ahead.
Koberger was sentenced today, and the police in Moscow, Idaho, have released the documents of their investigation.
Oh, I wish they hadn't done that.
Well, it is public information.
I know. But, you know, part of the reason for the plea was so that the families didn't have to go through all of that. And even though I understand some of the family members badly wanted capital punishment and badly wanted a trial.
Well, and
it may shed more light on motive.
Motive, yeah. I was going to say, Goncalves family, they wanted the death penalty and they wanted answers.
Okay, do you know that they said today, prosecutors said today at sentencing, they found no connection between that monster and any of those kids. It had been previously reported he thought they followed them on Instagram. No.
Well,
they said we spent hours and hours and hours going through everything to find a connection between them. They could not.
According to the documentary, he didn't follow them, but he followed them. Does that make sense?
Like online or in person?
You can look at their profile, but you don't have to actively follow them.
Yes, but.
And they also tied one of the girls, I believe the one that they thought was the target, and I can't remember which one, I apologize, worked at a coffee shop in Moscow that he frequented.
I believe it was the Zena girl.
It has to be something like that. But releasing all of the gory details of what happened that night is not going to give anyone an, that makes sense. That must have been why he did that.
But you don't, if you're a family member, you don't have to read it. You don't have to watch if the news comes on in the next couple of days and they're going to report on, you know, the gruesome details.
They all said today, we're washing our hands of you. We will never speak of you again. Well, that today was about those kids.
So his mom, Brian Koberger's mom, was actually in the courtroom. There was no word on his father. I don't even know if he's still alive. If he is, where was he? But there was no mention of his dad being in the courtroom, but his mom was. And the parents, and forgive me, I don't have their names in front of me. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But the families of the young man, Ethan, his parents did not show up for the sentencing. They said they didn't want anything to do with it. They may have watched from home. We don't know. But they were not.
Are you surprised his mother went? I mean, do you know that you've raised a monster?
You have to.
Have to know.
And yes, I mean, there's a part of me, you know, God forbid my kids ever did anything so evil. I would disown them. You know, if they were that evil, you're out. Yeah, I was actually surprised when I heard his mom was in the courtroom. Today is the anniversary of the death of Amy Winehouse. She died 14 years ago today. Wow. Celebrating birthdays today, Daniel Radcliffe is 36. Woody Harrelson is 64.
Harry Potter is 36.
That is correct. Woody Harrelson is 64, and Slash from Guns N' Roses is 60. Monica Lewinsky is 52. On behalf of our
producer. Listed as an entrepreneur and activist.
Yes, that is how she's listed on the sheet as an activist. We got to run. Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians,
Make split-second calls and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.